فوق هذول إنه يلاين ما خيوان مش هكيلني بالفاي. He chelu oilim b'mayla seulam. They started going up. These are the kahanim that were carrying the k'tayrus the machte. They went up to mayla seulam. Mi shezocha b'dishin mizbech apnimi v'amenoyrim b'akdimim lefneim. Mi shezocha b'dishin mizbech apnimi nichnas v'notol esateni. V'yishtacha v'yotzo. And this process we'll see straight through all the mishnayos. Hishtacha v'v'yotzo. Keeps on saying, Mi shezocha b'dishin menoyra, the one who was zoich in the menoyra, the dishin ha-menoyra. Also, upon completion of the avodah, is hishtacha v'v'yotzo. But the same thing, nichnas motzo shteiner is mizrochim dolkim, medashin is ha-mizrochi, u'mineich is ha-marovi doylik. You always leave the marovi burning. Shemimenu madlik is ha-menoyra. So Shekovoi, Medashnoi, Madlikim, Mizbecho Ilo, Notalas HaKuz, Mimal HaShnia, the Kuz is the Kli where they put the Deshen of the menorah into it. And again, Vishtacha Veviyotza. And this goes through the same, the Seder Advom, I want to be Mevayer firstly. What is this Vishtacha Veviyotza? Each one had to do ishtachavoa before they left. Mishazocha b'machte, tzovasek achol malgabi mizbeach. The one who was zeich in the machte, the k'toiras, he would be tzovasek achol malgabi mizbeach. V'rodedon b'shuli ha-machte, he spread it out to shuli ha-machte. V'ishtachavoa v'yotza. Mishazocha b'k'toiras noitlos ha-bozech, mitoich ha-kaf, he took the bozech. That was the part that they put onto the Mizbeach. He gave it to the person who went in with him. He would spread from there into the calf, from the macht into the calf. He put it into his choyfin, into his hand. When you do the, when they were macht to the k'teres on the Mizbeach, they would go from in, out. In other words, instead of going this way, they would go this way. Because if you go from this way, you're going to burn yourself. Why do you have to tell him this? So the Gaon explains, because the one who did the Keteris only did it once in his lifetime. So he didn't know exactly what to do. They had to give him more guidance how to do the Keteris. Hischum radadon v'yoytze. L'roi ha-makter, okay. Those are those. So each avoida required hishtachavoa. Each avoida required when they left hishtachavoa. So you have to know, is that hishtachavoa part of the avoida? Is the fact that they bowed down here, was that actually part of the avoida? It's time kavod hamikdash. Kavod hamikdash, you go in, you bow down before you go out. So We'll leave this for the next perek, because if you look at the mamish, the beginning of the next perek, it starts bezman shekoyin gadol nichnas liishtachavo, or liishtachavos. Yeah, is mashma over here the kohen gadol would be able to go in just to bow down. He didn't go in for any other reason, even just to bow down. Now we know there's an issa to go into the heichal. It's called the bir ekonis. We're going to learn about this more in Zvachim. You're not allowed to go into Beis HaMikdash without doing anything. Navoida. You can't go in just time to go in. I'm talking about even the Kohanim that are mutar likonis l'mikdash. Lazora. They're only allowed to go in if they're doing an Avoida. If they're not doing Avoida, not allowed to go in. Question is, what's the halach of a Kohen Gadol? If any Kohen goes in, he bows down. Is bowing alone an Avoida? Now, if we view bowing as an Avoida, so then, L'chayr, if a person went in and they bowed down, they weren't over anything. That was the avoida. The avoida was ishtach avoya. There's no problem of chulim bazora. Bowing down is an avoida. So l'maisa, the mefavish says clearly that afal gav the nichnas lehechol shalol tzarich loike mishmal yovei b'chol eis al hakodesh. Aber beschwill die Stache bei ist Mutter. Toys ist in Menoches, und auf dem Sein und mit Beis, says clearly, that ich stache avoi, et zörich avoi dei. Ich stache avoi, et zörich avoi dei. So you have to know, many of the Achronim talk about Toys ist in Menoches there. You have to know, does Toys ist mean that ich stache avoi alone is an avoi dei? Or, is it part of the avoida? Meaning, once you're doing an avoida, that's all these mishnas are saying. Vishtachav v'yotzo.
Maybe it's both.
No, but the nafka meaning would be hishtachav alone.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that an avoida?
If you're doing
so, clearly it's mashmar kein gadol could go in just to do hishtachavoya. Just bow down. That's called an avoida. Toisva says hishtachavoya is tzorech avoida. So you could actually be medayik from Toysmas. That the Ishtachavo alone is not an avoida. The Ishtachavo is needed, it's required for the avoida. The Milchas Chinuch, let me just get you a Milchas Chinuch. Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah could pay Dalit. No, I understand, but the halacha is that kol boy migdosh, boy Ishtachavoya, which means even somebody who's not doing an avoida, bow down. In fact, in Alil Regel, if you notice, we say in the davening, Kaseida, Ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'lishtachavois lefonech. We say it Kaseida. And Chaim Valojanel, he actually asked, what is that? What is this? It sounds like a separate chiv ishtachavoya. In the Yeshaya, we read it in the Haftarah. For hoyo midei chodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi, yovoi kol boso lishtachavois lefonech. So we constantly stress epistis ishtachavoa. You have to know, is it a separate obligation? Is it by klai, so as a part of the obligation of Aliyah L'Regel? And B'lamai says, Ishtait. So the Michas Chinuch comes in mitzvah kuf pei dalet, and he says, L'mai says, the Rosh Payos also says, the Rosh Anang, by klai and gonel, the Rosh says, V'loi havi bi reikonis. Mishum de shtach avoy e avoy de hi. Yeah, but I'm just saying how he's saying here in the last parak, that's what he says. Milchas Chinuch said, as a gewaldige kasha, he asks, the Rambam paskins in Bias Migdosh, that if somebody comes into the Bias Migdosh, or be a Reikonis, he's Chayv Malkus. He asks, it should always be Asra Sofik. Because it could be the Rabbi Baal Dan. If you're going to tell me that Ishtachavoya alone is an avoida which permits Knesset L'Echol Frektim Minchas Chinuch, so then how are you ever get Malkus? He says, Mevuah b'smagdi Ishtachavoya ba'al m'shekoyin godol also hi atzmo avoida. Yeah. Zokter, Vim kein tomua. Heichon mishkachas malkis belav zeh. For avi asvar sovik. Whenever a person goes in, you give him asvar. You're not allowed to go in without an avoida. And if you do, you chayv malkis. Asvar sovik. Because if he doesn't avoida, when the Edom are giving you asvar, they can never give you asvar zvata. Just like every asvar sovik. Every asvar sovik in shas, kimat, is a case where the Edom don't know if you're going to be over the lav or not. If somebody says, Shua Shoichal Ayam. So the Gemara says in Makkos, so I saw a suffix, because every minute could be he's going to eat. Right? So as long as there's a suffix that you may not be over the lav, even though it appears you're being over the lav, the truth is the Michas Chinuch's Kasha is 20 times stronger than every Asa suffix. Because every asvah sofik the pshat is the guy says shvu shoichal ayah. So now the Edom can't give him asvah because every minute of the day could be he's going to eat. And then it'll come out he wasn't over the lav. So they can't tell him you have to eat now or you're being over the lav. Or the other way around. Over here, anybody comes into the Migdash is chayiv l'shtachavos. He's chayiv l'shtachavos. So if he's chayiv l'shtachavos, right? So now, it comes out that when the guy goes in, which is what the Rambam is saying, you only chayiv malchus if you go into the Azorah. He's mistama yedin about that. He's becheskas, he's going to bow down. So it's not just asor sovek. It's like, what are you telling me? I have a chiyuv to bow down. And if I bow down, it's not a bir ikonis. So what's going on? So again, the way the Milchas Chinuch sees it is that all these we're showing him here by Kohen Gadol, that say the Kohen Gadol could go in fishtachavoy. And that's not called a bir ikonis. Al-Kochach holds that the shtachavoy alone is an avoider. If that's the case, it's difficult to understand how it's ever gemolt Malkus on Bias Migdash, Bias Rekonis. Kohen Gadol. The last parak is talking about Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol goes in, l'shtachavoy, so that's where all the Rishonim are saying, that even though it's a Bias Rekonis, but l'shtachavoy is an avoider. And therefore, it sounds like therefore it's not Prama Biri Konis. So all the point, and the Smag says it also. The Smag says that there's no Biri Konis on the Kohen Gadol when he goes in, because it's an Avoida. Shtachavor is an Avoida. So if it's Avoida, so you should never have Biri Konis whenever you go in, unless you go in and you don't bow down. You basically Mevatel Yechiv to Mishtachavor. Then you also be over this a bit like on this. So it's a bomb cash on the Michas Chinuch. We don't know what he has in mind. We're not mind readers. That's Hasra Sovik. Hasra Sovik is always, that's always the problem. We don't know what he has in mind. So we give him. You always ask him, do you plan to eat today? That's not good enough. In order for it to be Hasra Zvadeh, they didn't have to be able to say, right now, this minute, what you're doing is an Avega. They're not mind readers. The guy can say, I don't plan to eat for the rest of the day. It's still called Asra Sofik. Because it's not enough what the guy declares. They have to give Asra Babaisa. That's the time. Anyway, so I want to get to Mevar this. But before Mevar this, I wanted to, there's another Yisoid Gadol that's only over here. That's why I'd rather talk about it here rather than as we go on, is the continuation. If you look at the continuation, it says that when the Kohen was mocked to the Ketores, look at the Lashon here. It says like this. Loihoyo ha-maktir maktir. The one that was mocked to the Ketores would not be mocked to the Ketores. Ad she-mimune oimoloi haktir. Till the Mimune tells him to be mocked. Right? Why? Fine, I'll cover Kohen Gadol, you don't tell him, Akta, Ishi Kohen Gadol, fine. Now it says, Perishu Kola Om, Vihikta Vishtacha Veviyot. Everybody left Azorah. Nobody's allowed to be in that area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Vishtacha Veviyot. That's what it says here. This Mishnah came out as, now what's the reason why they did this? Because it says that nobody's allowed to be in the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, when they're makta the Ketores. Chol Adam lo yeh bo yom moed. So that's why they would make this announcement. Everybody should know. Everybody would leave. All the Kohanim would leave. The Kohen would then be makta the Ketores. But here it's mamish muchach. It's mafurish, not muchach. It's mafurish. That they were allowed to be in the Azorah till the Haktore. It says clear. Omol yom amuneh. And then, Pershu Kolom, then they left. Is Mashman at the Isser to be Beino Ulam Lemizbeach during the time of the Ketores is only Bishas Haktor. Right? The Gemara and Yuma has a whole Arichas Devorim. And this question is asked by the Briskerov in his Chidushim in Yuma. It says clearly, the Kol Adam Loye Bevoye. Bevoyoi, I'd say so. They weren't allowed to be in the Azorah at all from the time that the Kohen went in to be marked to the Ketores till the time that he left to be marked to the Ketores. That whole Tkufa, they weren't allowed to be in there. In fact, Reb David Soloveitchik soll gesund sein. In his shiurim in Zvochim daf pegimu, he's medayik that the avoida is the whole time. It's considered the whole time in avoida. From when they go in to do the ketores, till they go out. Because during that whole time, no kohen is allowed to be there. But here stay klal in the Mishnah that he's allowed to be there. That they're allowed to be there until the actual ketores mamish. It's a plea. Now I'll show you the Meiri also. Let me just get the Meiri in Yume. No, there was a sequence. The Keteris was done independently. There was a sequence of Avoidah. This was the Seder HaTomid of every day. The Keteris was done independently of any... There were no other Avoidahs going on during that time. This was Keteris time. But that's what he's saying. That's... The Gemara in Yuma seems to be saying that you have to work it out, that nobody should be there. That's the whole point. So I was very bothered by this. The only one I found that really shtels on it stark is Rev Gershuni, Zechat Tzadik Levroche, the one who wrote the Shittim Kubetzos on Pesachim. It doesn't really give an answer. He has here in his Kovetz Mamorim, he says, I am b'mishne tomed lo yeh amak demak tat shemunem lehakteo. He says, u'b'gemore yume mevuya, taf memdal ramad alef, ein li yele b'chnisose, b'tziyose minayin, tamaloyma ad seysoi. That's it. Now, if the Meiri there in Yuma, the Meiri says that Mamish spells it out. The Meiri says, this is all on Daf Mem Dalet and Zvochim. Loi soiv dova b'oitru hu makter. The Meiri goes out of his way. Loi soiv dava boichu makter, not dafka when they're being makter. He says, Ela af bi yitziyosa yu biyosa. Shenem ha bivoye yatsisa. Osu lushum odom liyosha. Sounds a pillow. So our sugya is a steer with the sugya in Yume, which says clearly that the isra for anybody to be in Oyel Mayud, in the Ulam, between the Ulam and Zbeach, is only during it. Our sugya is saying it's only during the time of the Keteris, and the Gemara in Yuma is learning mamish out of Pesukim mi boyoy v'atzeisim. So I'll tell you another horror I had on this whole Indian, which I think is a dear gadol. This iser of anybody being in the oil moyet during the time of the Keteris l'chayra would belong in the Rambam, in Ilchas Bias Mikdash. Over there, the Rambam brings down all the halachas of what you're not allowed to go in Beis HaMikdash. Shtuye Yayin, any Issa, Pogua Roish, not allowed to go in. For some reason, the Rambam doesn't bring it down anywhere in Bias Mikdash. That the Kahanim are not allowed to be in the Mikdash during the time of the Keteris. Doesn't bring it. If you look in Ilchas Tmidim Musafim, on our Mishnah, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah l'aloche. Says that nobody's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas k'teiros. Now, in Ilchus Avoidus Yom Kippur, the Rambam brings it down again. So, for some reason, the Rambam brings it down in the halachas kilchus kobonis. When l'chayra, the right, first of all, doesn't even belong there. And the right place for it should be in Ilchus Bias Mikdash. In Ilchus Bias Mikdash, he doesn't bring it down at all. He doesn't, nothing. He brings down by us in our Mishnah, and in Ilchus Avodah Yom Kippur. The pshat really you have to analyze here is like this. The Isser for a Kohen, for any Kohen, for anybody, including the Kohanim, it's only to get the Kohanim because the Yisrael is not allowed to be there anyway. The Isser for Kohanim to be in the Mikdash, Bishas HaKrovas HaKteres. You can analyze it. Who is that on? Is it on the people that are coming in? Meaning, nobody in Klal Yisrael, including the Kohanim, are allowed to be there when the Kohen is doing the Keteris. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, it's a din and avoida. It's a din and avoida that the The Kohen, who's marked to the Ketores, part of his Hilchas HaKrova is nobody should be there when he's marked to the Ketores. I'll tell you, first of all, if the second way is correct, so the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam doesn't bring in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, has nothing to do with Hilchas Bias Mikdash. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchas Avoida, Hilchas Tmidim, the Rambam brings it down in Hilchas Avoida Yom Kippur. It's not a din on us. Not only that, it could very well be that the Jew, the Kohen is not over on Israel. The Oivet will be over the Israel. Nafkamina would be, and even if you'll say that the person who's in there is over on Israel, he's over on Israel, staring that void. You know what I mean? In other words, Klai Yisrael have a chiv k'toros. So we're staring, we're obstructing the k'toros. But it's not a bias mikdash. I'll bring you Mamish Arayim Mefureshes. Yushalmi and Yume brings down V'chol Odom L'yeh B'oyel Moyet B'voyel L'chaper Ad Seisa. What's the ribui V'chol Odom? And all the Rishonim bring it down in Parashas Achrei Mois. Afilu Malochi Shepneim Doimim L'odom L'yeh B'oyel Moyet. Even humans are not allowed to be. Even Malochim are not allowed to be because they're doing it to humans. They're not allowed to be in Oyel Moyet. Amalach D'chishkin B'alchiyum. A malach has no mitzvah, right? So if you learn it's on the avoider, it makes sense. It could be on a monkey too. V'chol monkey lo yir boyel moed. Because it's not on the monkey. It's on the one who's doing the avoider. It's a din in the avoider. Right? No. The Torah is being megala that this kapeda is even on malachim. Meaning the Rabbanu Shem will take care of it. It's Belosh and Shlili. That's the way it's going to be. Because of this, there won't even be Malachim. All I'm saying is the fact that there could be, means it's not an Issa on the Gavre who goes in there. Because then the Bechlal has no Shaykhs to a Kohen. No Shaykhs. It means Al Kochach, it's a din on the Avoida. You look at the Loshon of Yerushalmi, here we are. Perek Hey. It's on the same circuit. Born Kumir Bavuksiv Kolon Yabayo Moyet. Afilu Oison Shinema Bem Dmus Pneem Kipne Odom. Lo Yubayo Moyet. Afilu Malochim. Can't be go inside. The bell, what's going on? Chazit didn't avoid it. So now you could say very simple. You could say like this. If you look at the Gemara Yume, the Gemara in Yuma says clearly, let's look at the Lashon here. V'hiktio. The whole year, this pasuk that the Gemara is bringing in Yuma, B'voyo l'chapa b'kodesh v'ad seisa, is on Yom Kippur. The whole year, there's no mitzvahs beer attached to the mitzvah of Ketores. There's no separate going in that's associated with the Ketores. So the whole year, when the person is marked to the Ketores, the avoid of the Ketores does not include the going in. There's no mitzvah to go in the whole year. I mean, obviously, we're talking to somebody who's there in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like there's no mitzvah knisa by the Talmud. Obviously, you're going to be in there. You can't be makar of a Talmud unless you're there. But Yom Kippur, the Torah gave a mitzvah, b'chnisasoi u'bitziyasa. So the Torah gave a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to go in. So now it comes out that the Torah, the avoidus akteris, includes the going in. So really, it's very poshut. The iser for Klai Yisrael to be in the Beis HaMikdash is throughout, on anybody, kohanim, anybody, is only bishop. It's a din in the avodas hakteres. The whole year, where the mitzvah is, where there's no mitzvah of bia that's attached to the keteres. So the fact that the person who's being marked to the keteres happens to be inside, big deal. Has nothing to do with the keteres. That's not part of the avodas hakteres. So that's why Klai Yisrael allowed to be there. Kohanim allowed to be there. Only bishas hakteres. From there starts the clock ticking on Avodas HaKteiras. Then everybody has to leave. But Yom Kippur, where the Torah gave a mitzvah to the Kohen Gadol to go in to be mocked to the Ktoras, so now the going in is attached to the Ktoras. And the point is, nobody's allowed to be there. It's not an Isra on us to be there, because the Isra is, during the Avodas HaKtoras, there can't be anybody there. The whole year, the fact that the Kohen is there, the one who's mocked to the Ktoras, has nothing to do with the Avodas HaKtoras. He happens to be there. It's not part of the Avodas HaKtoras. Now, if you take a look at the Rambam, when he brings down the din of Yom Kippur, he says, Adarabah. The Rambam brings down that Oyavoy, whoever was Zoycha the Ktoras, would bring his buddy in, right? With the holding the kli, because he couldn't hold the whole thing together, right? He would turn to his friend to come in with him. The Rambam brings it down the Maisa. The Rambam says, Oyavoy, Koyvoy, Hoyimelades Hamakte Lehecho. Yeah, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, right? What does that mean? It's nothing. That's not part of the avoda. The going in is not part of the avoda. And then he says, till the memuna told him to be maktir, pel shuam v'ikta v'shtach v'viyot. That's it. Now Yom Kippur, there's a din knesa, there's a din yitzia. That's part of the Avodas HaKtoras. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud has a whole shaila if the Kohen walks out backwards, if that's called the Yitzhiyah. There's halachas of the going in and the going out. It's all part of the Avodah. So really, it's the same din Yom Kippur is the whole year. The din is, in the Avodas HaKtoras, nobody's allowed to be there. The only difference is, Yom Kippur, the Avodas HaKtoras, has a broader span. It includes going in and going out. And the rest of the year, where the Torah wasn't mechadish, it's not a chiddush what I'm telling you, because the whole year the Torah wasn't mechadish. It didn't knis or it didn't yitzia. That was just the hechsher mitzvah to come in and come out. So therefore, that's not part of the ketores. It's not part of the ketores. There's no issa for anybody to be there. That would have simply explained why there's no. The Gemara didn't have to go into it even. It's a milsa de pshitas. Okay. Exactly, it's mamish perfect. The din is, we learn by Yom Kippur that during the time of Avodas HaKtoras, nobody's allowed to be there. What is the Avodas HaKtoras? On Yom Kippur, Avodas HaKtoras begins from the going in to the going out. The rest of the year, the Avodas HaKtoras, the Torah already told us what Avodas HaKtoras is. On Yom Kippur, the Torah said one thing, V'chol odom lo yeh bo yomoye bevoyoy lechapel. Right? That's a din in Avoida. What is Avoidas HaKtoras? On Yom Kippur, the Torah gave a din of Knesa and Yitzhiya. And the whole year, the Torah didn't give a din Knesa and Yitzhiya for Ktoras. B'chlal not. There's no din in the going out. There's no din to going forward or going backwards. By Yom Kippur, there is. Because there's a din of going in and going out, which is attached to the Ktoras. It's all one halacha. It's the same halacha the whole year as it is Yom Kippur. The halacha is, the Avodas HaKtoras requires vacancy. It's not a din of Bias Mikdash. The Ktoras requires vacancy. What is Ktoras? The whole year Ktoras is HaKtoras. Yom Kippur, the Torah was Mechadish, it didn't Knesa and Yitzhiya. Attached to the Ktoras. That's all. Simple. Okay. Getting back to Ishtach Avoy. Whole year, what? It's the same din the whole year as it is on Yom Kippur. The only Tosefos is that on Yom Kippur, Ktoras includes Knesa and Yitzhiya. On Yom Kippur, the whole year, Ktoras is like all the Avodas of Beis Hamikdash. Don't require Knesa and Yitzhiya. It's part of the Avod. Tomid, the Ktoras, the Minuchas, nothing requires Knesa and Yitzhiya. Knesa and Yitzhiya, if any, for the whole year, is no different than any Hechsher Avoid. Any Hechsher Avoid. Putting on the Big Day Kuna. It's not part of the Avoid. Would it be a Havamina that nobody could be in the Azore When the Kohen HaMakdik Teres puts on the big day kohen? Of course not. It's not part of the Avodah Sakteres. The whole Isser is only part of the Avodah Sakteres. Yom Kippur, the Torah included the going in and the going out with precise halachas. The whole year there's no such halacha. The guy wants to be Makdik Teres and not go out, stay there. He can stay there too. There's no din knisin, there's no din yitzia. He could come in for a different reason. And he could go out whenever he wants to go out. Like I said, if you look there in Chulin, the Gemara actually brings down that there's halachas in the going out and how he goes out from the Ketores. So the Gemara brings it out. The Gemara says, Yitzia derech ha-choyer of Shmo Yitzia. Gemara has a shayla if he goes out there, Chachoyrov, if it has a shame yitzia, lagabit is din of the Ketores on Yom Kippur, of going out. So that means the going in and the going out were part of the halach of the Ketores. Okay. Getting back to Ishtach Avos. So this, the Mishnah began here. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bizman, when the Kohen Gadol went in, Ishtach Avos, so again, most of the Rishonim here, the Rosh, the Mefarish, the Smag, they all say that Ishtach Avor is an Avoid. And therefore, there's no problem of Bir Ekonos. There's no problem of going in without Pagod, without Avoid. So the only problem we had was that if it's called an Avoid, so the Mechaz Chinuch's problem is there should never be an Issa Bir Ekonos. And it should always be L'chol ha-yoyser aswa sofik. L'chol ha-yoyser, the most it could be, is aswa sofik, because maybe you're going to bow down. Now again, Toysis Loshon and Menoches is not that it's an avoid, it's that it's a tzarech. That's the Losh of Toysis. Toysis is mashma, that the shtachavo connects to the avoid. Not that it's a separate issue, that shtachavo alone is avoid. So you have to know, I think, in order to have any kind of clarity here, you have to know, is the attack of Machloikis Rishonim between Toysis and the Smag and the Rosh and all these other Rishonim, whether Hishtachava is a separate Avoida? They're all saying, they all seem to be saying it has a level of independence. If the Kohen Gadol came in and he bowed down, Maspik. Toysis seems to be saying it's not independent, it's Tzorech Avoida, which the Mishnah is in the sixth parak of Mashma like that. Each one that did an avoida, nichnas, v'shtachav, v'yotz. It was attached to the avoida, but not that it was avoida independently. You have to know, is this a machlokes rishonim, or is it not a machlokes rishonim? So I want to tell you like this, let's just read the Mishnah. Mishnah says, and I know we have somebody here that's gone through the Masechta a couple hundred times. You have rights here. You have a lot of rights. Okay. Shloi shoichzim boi, echa bimin echa b'smada v'echa b'avonim toivoyz. Three Kohanim would hold him, hold on to him, one right, one left, one in the Avonim Toivis. Machlokes between the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Rambam, which stones they held of the Kohen Gadol. He carried a lot of weight with him. So the Rambam learns it was the Kisvoi Soefoi, that they used to hold on to the shoulders of the Efoi, where the stones were, the two stones, the Avnei Shoyim. And the Rosh, if you look at the Rosh in the Mishnah, the Rosh learns that it was in the Choshen. That they would hold on to the Choshen, that's what they would hold on to. Now, then it says it makes much more sense like the Rosh. The Choshen was much heavier than the Kisvoi Sofer. Right? It was also much more weighing down. If you have something on your shoulder, two stones, that's more geschmack to hold that than to hold a chest plate with 12 stones. That's why the Rosh learns Poshet. So what's Pshat Taka? You have to know what's Pshat in the Rambam. So I understood that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam learns like Rabbeinu Bachaye. Rabbeinu Bachaye learns that the 12 stones on the Choshen, the Nosa Aaron and Shmoisa, is a din that the Kohen Gadol has to be Noise. It's a Zikoron for the Kohen Gadol that he Shluchan shall call Yisrael. The reason why the Kohen Gadol has the 12 stones of the Kisvei on the Choshen Eifed is he needs a remembrance that he's a shluchan shol Yisrael. He's carrying the oil of Klal Yisrael. He says, Rabbeinu Bachaya, the kisvei se'efoid, that's a zikon l'Hashem. And the plate is a zikon for Kohen Gadol. So you could say the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Bachaya. Memela, it wouldn't be yoytze levishas choshen if somebody else is holding the weight, because that's the chiyav levisha of the choshen, is to carry the 12 shvatim. So if there'd been another kohen there holding the plates, he wouldn't even be yoytze the ikar tafkid of the levishas choshen. But anyway, so it says the kivon shashama memuna kol ragel of shokhen gadol shuyeitzik bias loyis the parechas. He picked up the parechas, so kohen gadol shouldn't have to bend down. Nichnas, the kohen gadol would go in vishtacha veviyotz. Nichnas suachav hakohenim vishtacha veviyotz. Bo, these three kohanim that were oisik in the avodas haktoris, omdu amaylas ulam, omdu rishonim ledorim. They stood to the south of achem hakohenim. V'chamisha kelim biyodim, tzni biyarechot, kuz biyarechot, machta biyarechot, abozach biyarechot, hakaf v'kisu biyarechot, u'boruch v'som brocha achas. Fine. They made a brichas koyanim. In the mikdash, they made it into one long brocha. Yivarecha yoyer and yosu was all one brocha. B'medina oim moise sholosh brochas. B'medish brocha achas. In the mikdash, they would make it one brocha. Now, they didn't stop. I l'chor, they had to say, boruch sheng v'ed malchus l'olam v'ed. Every time the shame is mentioned. So Rishonim HaMasbir, that chiv to say Baruch Shem in the Beis HaMikdash was only when the shame was being said for Kavod Hashem. But here the shame was being said Al Tzbrocha to Klal Yisrael. It wasn't being said Al, it's not Baruch Ato Hashem. It was Yor Hashem Ponav Elecho. So Yivarecha Cho Hashem. So then there's no din to say Baruch Shem. The Medina, they would say Bikinuyim, like we say Adnos. But the Medina noisim is yidem keneged kisfeim, right? Ube migdosh al gabi roshem. The Kohanim would put on top of the heads. Chutz mikrein golu, shein magbiya yodov lamala menatzitz. Rabbi Yudah Emel, af krein golu magbiya yodov lamala menatzitz. Even the krein golu could. The Medrash brings this down. The Yalkut Yehuda brings it down. That this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that even in the migdosh, krein golu will bring it out. And it says Mehechon Lamad. Where did Rabbi Yehuda learn his shita? It says Me'avro. So they asked on the Medrash, what's Shaychas time from Avina? So I once thought the pshat could be, is that the Taz brings down a shayl in Aloche. How is a rov allowed to give a drosha or a shir with his back to the Oron Kodesh? Right? How's he allowed to do that? L'chori is being mezalzel in the covenant of the Oron Kodesh. So the Taz brings down Mokar from Sefer Chassidim from Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was in the middle of talking to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Malachim came. He went to them. So the Gemara, Mikan, Shekdei Lachnos Zorchim, Yoisa Mikabos Pnei Hashchin. That Lachnos Zorchim is greater. Zok the Taz, the Mele, when a Rav is being Makabal the people, it's God will Mikabos Pnei Hashchin. So he's allowed to face the people. So I was thinking that's Pshat in the Yalkut Yehuda, that when the Kohen Gadol is being Mevorach Esom, and he lifts up his hand to give a bracha over high above his head, the Tanakhama is saying the Kohen Gadol can't do it because it's a zilzul to the tzitz. Zok the Yalkut Yehuda, nay, me Avraham Avinu, Lomad. Because it's al tzkovet ha'om, so it's included in the same halacha as the Taz. Anyway, so now this is the point I want to get to. So now the Mishnah says, "Bizman shekain gadol loitzel lahakdia hoyoyin lebakevesh." Basically, everything we learned till now—the goyrel, the payosis—that was all. If the kohen gadol is not here, if the kohen gadol is here, he has a schus to do all avodas. He could do any avodah. That's what the Mishnah ends off with him. Bizman shekain gadol loitzel lahakdia lebakevesh kan biminoi. They would give him the Evorim. And the other one's Zorok, and the other one's given. B'kitzer, Kohen Gadol has a schus to do all the avoiders. So all the people that won the lottery have to respectively give the Kohen Gadol whatever they have. So I want to explain to you a simple vote. And this will explain everything. We had this whole Shiloh with Bia Reikonis. Right? We had a Shiloh, Bia Reikonis. So we had a Shiloh. If Ishtach Avor is Mutter, that's not called Bia Reikonis. Right? So then, L'chayra, how you ever have this with Bia Reikonis? LMI, the person has in mind not to bow down, fine, so still has Chosofet. That's the Milchus Chinuch's problem. Then we had Toises and Menoches. Seems to say Ishtach Avor is not an Avoida. It's a Tzorech Avoida. I'm telling you, push it. Push it, the vote. What's Ishtach Avoya? What's the Din Ishtach Avoya? So the Hafloor brings down in Ponim Yofes that the Din of Ishtach Avoya is Hachno. Hachno, HaKadosh Baruch. Ke'ever HaMeshamesh is Rabbo. That means Avad Ishtach Avoya is not an independent Avoya. It's an Eved who's being Meshamesh's master bows down. It's not a separate Din. That's the... And Tak, if you look throughout Chazal, the lishtach avoyis lefonecha is part of lalois, filegoyis, lishtach avoyis lefonecha. It's not stam. Hishtach avoyis is not a din on its own. Which is really what Tosfos is saying in Menachos, that hishtach avoyis is not an avoyda on its own. It's a tzorech avoyda. And we spent a lot of time in the whole payosos sugyas, the sugyas of the lotteries, right, where we discussed parichas, that the lotteries weren't just practical, that to give out the avoyda, wasn't just practical. We brought down from Rambam that the Rambam says that if somebody does an avoida that he wasn't given, he's chayv misa. He's chayv misa. Even a levi that does an avoida that he's chayv misa. So if you remember, we went into this by Riches and I brought down a Sifri. Sifri in Parshas Korach says, avoidas matono eten kunas. Yochel bar vuvye, tamud loymar avoidas matona etin kunascha. What's the Sifri teaching us? Sifri is teaching us that every kohen is just reaches the first threshold, potential to do avoida. The fact that you're a kohen, you have potential. Now you need an appointment. That's why it's called avoidas matona etin kunascha. Says the Sifri, That without that, you're not allowed to do avoida. So that's a pshat why if another kohen comes, he does avoida when it's not his avoida. He's a zor. Because the Torah was machadish, avoida smatona eten kunascha. You need minui. And that's why they always had a system. Originally used to be a race. They would run. Somebody would be zoich. One who ran would be zoich. Right? And then they had a goyra. It's not stam in the velta, right? This makes you roy to do avoida. This makes you into a kohen oivet. And without that, you're not a kohen oivet. So you could say very simple. Hishtach avoya, for stam a kohen, who's not coming in with anything, has nothing to do with avoida. Because the avoida was the avoida's matona. It's avoida's matona. So if a kohen goes in without being awarded an avoida, the Ishtach Avoda doesn't attach, doesn't get linked to any Avoda. He says, well, I came in to bow down. That's not unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Because the Ishtach Avoda on its own doesn't have a shame. That's what Tosis means in Menachos. That Ishtach Avoda, Tzorech Avoda. Ba'medvom Amurim, that's the rest of the Kohanim. But Kohen Gadol is Mimune for all Avodas. That's what the Mishnah says here. That even the Kohen Gadol, even after somebody else won the avoida, Kohen Gadol could take it from him. Kohen Gadol is in a constant state of avoida. Memela for him, Ishtach Avoda is always a tzarech avoida. And that's why only in our parak it's put down this din. Bizman she Kohen Gadol nichnas, Mishtach Avoda. Kohen Gadol, he, when he comes in, he's always a Kohen Oivet. So therefore for him, the Ishtach Avoda is Mishyaches. It answers all the kashas. In fact, the Michas Chinuch, no Kohen should be... No. A regular Kohen Ishtach Avoda only connects to the Avoda. That's why it's only brought down by Kohen Gadol. Taka Kohen Gadol, Taka, he's not chayav for Bir Reconis. It's true. Mechaschilich is saying, how do you ever have Bir Reconis? By everybody else. Everybody else who's not a built-in Kohen Oyved. So when they go in, the Ishtachavor is independent. Independent Ishtachavor is not called an Avodah. As far as what? No. As far as what?
As far as the problem
between being inside, that's like I'm talking about time ishtachavah. Talking about ishtachavah being considered an avodah. So I'm saying is that really all the rishonim would agree ishtachavah is only called avodah if it's connected to avodah. And for shar kohanim, if they're coming in a beer reconnaissance, there's no, the ishtachavah doesn't attach to anything. Okay, let's finish off. Zog the Mishneh. Polo lahakif is amizbech mehechen umaschil. Polo lahakif is amizbech mehechen umaschil mikeren droimis mizrochis. Mizrochis tfoinis. Poinim marovis lamarovis droimis. Nostu lo yayin lanasich. Meaning, always call Pinishah to point out the Mizbech lo yuwele yamin. You always go around the Mizbech like that. But, by Nisuch Yayin, they didn't do that, because the wine would get ruined. If you went around the Mizbeach, from the heat of the Mizbeach, the wine would get ruined. So they went straight to the Mokom Nisuch. But Kohen Gadol, he didn't have to carry the wine. They would give him the wine. So mainly he went, when he went to be Menasech, he was pointing him in. Haskana imid ala keren, nosul yayin lanasech, haskana imid ala keren, shtekehanim imdim, al shulchan achalovim, they're standing by the shulchan achalovim where the chalovim are. Shtekehat seitzis biyodim, toku ori yuvitoku. They blew to let the people know that they have to get ready to say shira. Ubo vohom duwe tzol ben alza. He's the one that was in charge of the shir. Echad mimine echad mismoiloi. Shocha, as soon as the kohen bent down to pour the wine, lenasech heinif haskam besudorim, v'hikish ben alza betzilza, v'dibwa alaviyim b'shir. Now these tkiyas that they did here are not counted in the 21 tkiyas that they did every day in the Beis HaMikdash, because this wasn't for the tzarech avodah. This was just to let the people know to pick up the flares. Toku, v'shtachvu om al kol perek. On every perek talk tkiye, I'll call tkiye ishtachavor. Zehu seder atomi lavodas beisal ekin. Yirotzen sheibonu b'meir of yomenu amin. Hashir shalavim ayimu beis hamikdash. Bayim arishon Hashem eltsim loya. B'sheni godol Hashem ulu moi bilgen hakotcho. B'shlishi kemitzim bar haskel b'kelv kem yishpoy. B'rvi kel nukomis Hashem kel nukomis yifiyah. B'chamishi arinu l'kemuzenu. B'shishi Hashem ochgez lovish. B'shabas b'shil l'osu lovish. B'shabas. The Zohar HaKadosh actually says that each one of these shiras was for kielaf shonim beinecho kiyom esmo. Right, each 1,000 years by Rabbeinu Shalom is like one day. See, the Zohar actually, I'll get you the lashon of the Zohar. The Zohar says that each day the shir represents that 1,000 years. The Zohar says like this. Till the Mabel, the world was complete. There was no chum, there was no nothing. So that's why the first day we say Lashem Otzim Loya, because the world was gans, the world was whole. That's the first year, Lashem Otzim Loya. Sheni is the 2,000 years. Godel Hashem Elokein, Bir Elokein, Bahal Kodesh. Because when was Har HaMoriah chosen? By Kedas Yitzchok. So that was the Elef HaShem. So the second one is Bir Lekeinu Har Kodesh. That was the Bechira of the Har HaBayis. Shlishi, what's the Shlishi? Zok the Zohar. Elokim Nitzov Badas Kel. Hashem came down to Adas Kel. Matan Torah. That's Elef HaShlishi. Bervi, says the Zohar HaKodesh, Kel Nekomo Yis Hashem. That's the chum. Kel nukom es Hashem. Bachamishi, hal ninu, says you should say shir with your mouth, because since there's no migdosh, is neshama pogim sasenu. You can only do hal ninu lelukim ozen. Shishi Hashem alokei es lovish, says the Zohar, elef ha-shishi yeh Hashem lonu lemelech, voyeh Hashem lemelech, and the shri is, mizma shaliyam ha-shabes, mir shmir losed lovish. Rafram ba papa, Rochish ba papa, Sukhu ba papa, Adam ba papa, Dorba. Harif no adinir lo inis divay soschol b'finif yisamcha b'es yisrael v'nichalonu. Anachnu v'tzatzayinu v'tzatzayamcha b'es yisrael kolonu yedei shmecha. V'loim disir secha me'yaves chak meni mitzvay secha ki lo ilo midi. Ili b'som b'chuk yachal man lo yevoish. Lo ilom lo yeshkach p'chudecha givam chisoni b'ruch ato adinir landeni chukecha. Omein, 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 selavad. Moidim anachnu v'fanecha adinir lo inu l'avisenu. ששם דחל קנים יש ובי סמיד ראש, ולא שם דחל קנים יש וכונס. שאונו משקים ומשקים, משקים לא יסר ומשקים כבר מטלים. אונו ומלם כאן בסוחו, ואין המלם כאן בסוחו. אונו רוצים ואין רוצים, אונו רוצים לחיל מבוא ואין רוצים וישחר, שנם עבדת עם דיוון וישחר, אז לא ממלא עצמי ואני אבטח בוח. היא רוצה מובנך עד עיני אלוהינו, כשם שעד רצון ולסיים בסך הסתום מכין דזרין, לא אסכם בסך תסיסו המחים ולסיימו. לא מדו ללמד, לשמוב לעשו, זו קיים, זכו לביס, למות ויסח ביעם. סוס כל התנוי, תמרויים ותמידי חכום יעמיד לנו וזרין ושלטו משתויים בינו בזרין וזרזרין עד אילום ועסקיים בנו בסלח התנחו יש ושוח פרוטי שמו לך וקיצוי שיחכו כי בי יהיו בימך וסיפכו של ישחיים אוי בך ים בימינה בשמאלו יש ובחובד עדינו יריז למו ייתן עדינו יבוא יחסה ממש נא קאב ישות Maybe a shirt also. Iskadel v'iskadel yishmei rabo biyomodu osin l'ischaret olachai mesayo. Saka yasin l'chai yom avnikao to diyo sholoi moshach lo yechala begavro. Kao puchon lo nechom miyaro v'lasa v'buchon lo nishmai lo srei. V'yam lech kutsho v'ichu v'ikorei v'chai yichon v'yibichon v'chai yichon 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 v'chai יום היה, יסבורך וישתבח ויספוח ויסומם ויסנשא ויסעדו ויסעלה ויסעלו שמיד קודשו בריחו ואילו מנכו וחזו ושיר עשו ושברזו ונחמסו דם יום יום אוהבים רומאים על ישראל והרבנו והתלמידים וכל תלמידי סלמידי הוין כל מהדוס כמיראי סדיב הספודים ולכו עשה ועשה יאילו היינו חד שמר בכין וחיסד ורח ויבחי יריחם זה נרוויחי ובכל מכל מהם משמעי והרבים רומאים יש לומר במשמעי ובחיים טבעים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ומרומאים ויעשה שלום עם גויים אור, ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ועם גויים. Now, Zvochem, now comes the tough part. This is all just the intro. The last 7 years was an introduction to Zvochem. Mazel tov, mazel tov.